Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast, your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. So put it in neutral, feet off the brakes, and take your hands off the steering wheel. Here is your guide on this journey, Car Wash Magazine Editor-in-Chief, Matt DeWolf.
Hey everybody, welcome to this episode of Car Wash the Podcast. I'm your host, Matt DeWolf, and this episode is going to be the first of a few where we're talking to folks who are going to exhibit at the Car Wash Show Europe. Now, that's coming up for you September 21 and 22 if you want to attend Car Wash Show Europe, but there's a ton to look forward to. I'm really excited about what's going on this year in the European show, and so we thought it'd be fun to grab a few of those U.S. companies who are going across the pond to exhibit. So joining us for this first conversation is Robert Andre. He's the Senior Vice President for Product Innovations at Sunny's, the car wash factory. He's going to talk about what he's looking forward to and what you can look forward to if you want to join us in Amsterdam. Robert, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here, Matt.
Hey, this is super exciting for me because we don't get to talk very often. I think I maybe see you in passing at some of our shows. So this is going to be exciting. I don't think I really know your personal story much. And so maybe let's start there. Let's talk real briefly. You've been in this industry for a very long time, like many of us seem to be now. But yep. Talk to me about kind of your path through the industry and what you've been up to.
Sure. Great question. So I started in the industry in about 1998 at a conveyorized full-service hand car wash. So we had a little bit of equipment, but most of the work was done with you know, hands and wash mitts and brushes. Did that for a couple of years, sold it, and was kind of like, not sure this industry is for me. Friend of mine said, I want you to meet a guy that owns some car washes and wants to talk to you. I did, and long story short, ended up working out. Worked for him for a while, opened up one of the first express exteriors in South Florida, and moved on from him, went to work for another operator, and then joined Sunny's in 2006. And I've been there ever since. And the growth I've seen there has been, what a ride, so much fun.
Yeah, talk about a crazy path going from hand washing on a conveyor to what you do today, which is, you know, a ton of tunnel equipment, and especially in your role, they're leading kind of product innovation. Talk to me a little bit about some of those changes you've seen over that time.
Sure. You know, when I first started doing it, there was obviously equipment. But it's changed so much. You know, the equipment's become a lot friendlier for the vehicles. The cleaners have become a lot, you know, friendlier for the paints, the surfaces. And you know, one time car washing, some people thought it wasn't great for the environment. But we've proved what we do and how we do it is a lot better for the environment than washing it at home. So that, you know, the changes from kind of an industry that people kind of didn't look on as very environmentally friendly, very labor friendly. To really see it come out of its shell and now be kind of a more respected industry that you see more mainstream, very retail, and to see so many people enjoying the car wash experience around the globe is just super cool to see and watch.
Now, do you still get the funny looks when you tell somebody which industry you're in?
Absolutely, it's getting a little bit less, but yeah. You know, it went from, you know, at for parties with my wife's friends to, you know, you do what to, oh, tell me a little bit more about that. Or I read an article in the Wall Street Journal about that. Or, you know, so the it's still not, you know, totally, you know, mainstream, but people have a lot more knowledge of what's going on than before. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, Shaquille O'Neal invested in car washes. Jason Derulo is in car washing. Travis Kelce. So we're getting there. We're getting
there. Yes, exactly. We're getting more mainstream.
So talk to me a little bit about kind of Car Wash Show Europe, right? So Sunny's is obviously a major player in the car wash industry. It would make sense to me that you all would exhibit at Car Wash Show Europe, but what's your kind of rationale? Why are you all going?
Yeah, so this will be my second time going to the show in Amsterdam. I went back before, it seems like an eternity ago, but you know, back before COVID. And it was a great show. I really enjoyed it, enjoyed meeting the people. So, yeah, we're looking to come back, kind of restretch our legs back into the European market after, you know, the whole fiasco we all went through with COVID-19. So super excited get back into Europe. And, it's the second largest car washing market after the US. So a lot of potential in Europe and, excited to see what opportunities lie there.
Now, as you all go into the European show, are you expecting to have the same kind of footprint that folks might be used to seeing at the US show?
Definitely toned back. A lot more to get everything over there, but we'll have a decent sized footprint. We'll have a good showing of people from our company there to support the European market, but definitely not as much gear on the floor as what people are used to seeing.
Yeah, but plenty of yellow shirts, right?
Plenty of yellow shirts. Yeah, absolutely. And what really amazed me last time was how many people I met, not only from Europe, but there was a lot of people from the States that came over that I was surprised to see there as well.
Well, it's a great, for US operators and folks in the industry, it's a great place to go get some fresh ideas, right? I mean, they do things very differently in Europe. So being able to see washes and see different equipment providers and to catch up with you all and see what you all are maybe going to release there. I assume that you have something in the hopper that you're going to be really focusing on when you're at that show. What might that be?
Really what I think we're going to be focusing on is just kind of a lot of what we've done here in the US market is making sure people understand that we don't just sell equipment. We help customers mm-hmm. build successful businesses, and a lot of emphasis around, what we can do to help make people more successful and also, learn from them. I love going over there to exchange ideas. I think as much as we give, we get back from people. I think that's really something that's going to be exciting to see again this time.
So talk to me a little bit about your approach for kind of, one of the domestic shows versus how you all are approaching a European show. What's different for you all?
Obviously the domestic shows, I would say that the European show is probably more like a large regional domestic show for us is how we're approaching it. So a lot of attention and focus on, content and, but just like I said, not as much gear, so not as much bulky items, but more, personal relationships, meeting people, learning their story, seeing how we can help.
Yeah, it's a lot more. It seems like it's a lot more of an introducing yourself to the market, right? Almost like a reintroducing because of that, like you said, that gap from COVID that sort of erased anything you kind of had built up before that. Now it's like, okay, let's do it again. Let's
reestablishment. Absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. What is something that you maybe personally are looking forward to just kind of going over to Europe and seeing that show?
I always love the chance to get over to Europe. I love Amsterdam, beautiful city. But to get out and see washes, like you said earlier, they do things different there. So, last time I was fortunate to go to Mister and Ock in Germany shortly after it opened and see that and, tour that. And so, like I said, a lot to be learned over there, very different with how they do things, but a lot of great ideas. So I'm excited to get back over there and see what's changed since the last time I was able to go.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And I think that it'll be fun to be able to see some of the newer washes, right? I know there's some tours taking place on the front end of that show. So, if y'all are going to attend, make sure you catch that tour. So
yeah, I love to go see the washes over there. It's incredible.
Car wash people are a different breed. I have to say, because I don't know any other group of individuals that can spend so much time on one lot and look at so many things for so long. I mean, it's like, I remember when we first did the car wash show Europe, I was there and I was on one of the buses with the tours and I was trying to help move people along, and you cannot move car wash people from car wash locations. It doesn't happen.
They want to stick there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's always, I say it's like herding cats to get everybody back on the buses.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you ever have the opportunity to lead a tour, I strongly advise you do not take that opportunity. Do not lead the tour. just go on the tour.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Well, I've got one last question that I always like to ask everybody, Robert. And I think given your history in this industry, I think you're going to have a great answer for this. What is one thing that we can do today that's going to make us better tomorrow?
In our industry, I think certainly there's a lot of changes that have taken place. A lot of new people have come into the industry, a lot of growth. For our company, our purpose still remains the same, and that's to make car washing easy, no matter if you own you know, one car wash or 400 car wash, and, you know, try and make it as easy as possible. But I think, honestly, we can continue to promote car washing as a environmentally friendly, you know, way to clean cars. I think it's become more important as vehicles get more and more sensors, more and more technology to monitor themselves, to keep them clean. So I think there's a lot, you know, to promote the industry as a viable, you know, environmentally friendly industry. And like I said, the growth, it's becoming more and more mainstream. You know, you read articles and major publications about our industry. And so it's really exciting. So I think, you know, continuing to build the industry, but also educate people on where the industry's been and you know, where it's going, and learn from one another.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, Robert. I mean, we can't give up on that education piece, because that's what's been working for us to this point, and that's why we are where we are. And especially when you look at what's going on with weather patterns and all the things, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, people are only going to pay more attention to that. So that environmental side is going to be big. Yeah.
I think it's huge. And just super excited to get over, like I said, to Europe again and see the sights and meet the people, and really looking forward to it.
Well, Robert, thanks for coming on the show today, and have an awesome, awesome European show.
Thanks, Mac. Thanks for having me. Look forward to it.
Car Wash the Podcast is your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. Our show helps investors, owners, operators, and managers think about ways to enhance their business. Our podcast is a free on-demand audio program that provides information on the latest trends impacting the industry, tips from successful industry leaders, and inspiration for our listeners.